Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
I've been trying to find a way to get away. Don't wanna listen to what other people say, 'cause they don't know what I've been going through today. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Shelley, and I have the distinct honor to share God's glorious word with you and make it simple and loving with a twist. Hallelujah. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's go to the throne. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory, all the praise due your name. We welcome you into this 15-minute message, and we are certain you're going to get all of the glory. We ask the Holy Spirit to lead me into all truth with your word, that it be none of me and all of you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Well, have you ever heard someone say, or maybe a minister might have said something like, because he forgave, you can forgive? And some of you might think, that sounds nice, but I don't know if I can forgive everything and everybody. Or you may think, I know the person you're speaking about is Jesus who forgave, but I'm not Jesus, so don't expect me to act like Jesus. Well, I'm glad you joined today to hear a message about forgiveness. And maybe by the time you finish listening to this message, maybe you'll realize what Jesus did for you, for all, in 3 days. The title of today's message is 3 Days gave forgiveness for all. John 3:16, the word tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We could rephrase that scripture for this message as follows. For God so loved all that he gave forgiveness for all who believe in Jesus should not die spiritually, but have eternity in heaven. So we have a God in heaven who sent his Son Jesus to forgive all, to make Jesus available to all, so all could have a chance to have eternity in heaven. But unfortunately, not all will receive him as forgiveness or accept their assignment to forgive others. And this was true about Jonah. Let's go to our love Bible story, the book of Jonah. And let me give you a backdrop about Jonah. The backdrop of the story of Jonah is that he's reluctant to leave the land of Canaan to bring God's message to Nineveh. The Lord, however, did not allow him to escape his assignment. So I'm going to paraphrase the story of Jonah, chapters 1 and 2. Okay? So the book of Jonah begins, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, go at once to Nineveh and cry out against it. Jonah promptly ran in the opposite direction. Did you hear that? He ran in the opposite direction, which means he did not do what the Lord told him to do. Jonah had no interest in preaching to the people of this city. He felt they deserved to remain in spiritual darkness. So he has placed judgment on them and decided what he wants is more important and matters more than what God has told him to do. So Jonah went to Joppa on the coast and boarded a ship for Tarshish. During the voyage, a storm nearly broke the ship apart. In the face of certain death, the sailors cried out, each to his own God. They pitched cargo into the sea and in the process found Jonah sleeping in the hold. Get up, call on your God, they cried. Perhaps your God will spare us, they thought, so we do not perish. You see, in ancient times, most tragedies were considered punishment for sin. And with this perspective, the sailors cast lots to determine the guilty party, and the lot fell to Jonah. And Jonah said they must throw him into the sea because his disobedience was the reason for the storm. Finally, when the storm increased so they could no longer control the ship, the men reluctantly threw Jonah overboard. And then a great fish or whale swallowed Jonah. And during the 3 days and nights spent in its belly, Jonah prayed and thanked the Lord for having saved him from drowning in the sea. Finally spat him out into the shore, only a day's walk from Nineveh. Again, God instructed Jonah to go to Nineveh, taking the message that if the people did not change their ways, their city would fall in 40 days. To Jonah's astonishment and dismay, the Ninevites believed the message and they repented. The word of the Lord. So let's summarize. Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days. And while he was there, he praised and thanked God for not allowing him to be drowned. And when he was overthrown off the ship, he learned during that 3 day stint that when God calls you, you can't run and pretend like you didn't hear him. The drugs won't cover it up. The alcohol won't make it better. The new lady or man in your life are not the answer. God has an assignment for you. I'm going to say that again. God has an assignment for you, and only you know what it is. I digress, but that's for you. God made the fish spit Jonah out and then instructed him again of his assignment to go to Nineveh and preach to them despite his personal convictions towards them. God chose him, and he has chosen you as well. And you can't decide that only certain people that you like should be saved or forgiven. Selah, pause and think on that. Ironically, Jesus would share in Matthew 12 and 40, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." He was referring to his own death and resurrection. Just as the word of God was brought to Nineveh after Jonah was swallowed and regurgitated by the whale, so too the gospel was brought to unbelievers after Jesus died and rose again. Hallelujah. The word given to Jesus and his response was different than Jonah's, because Jesus knew his assignment and he didn't run from it. He didn't choose to just save the Jews because he was a Jew, them being considered God's chosen. During Jesus' 3 days in the heart of the earth, he experienced denial, betrayal, humiliation. He was beaten, mocked, blindfolded. He was naked and taunted with bitter words and blasphemy. But despite this horrific ordeal, Jesus submitted to his assignment to give love and replied, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Street Love family, in 3 days, Jesus forgave so we could forgive. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. Recently, I was traveling out of state family birthday celebration. On the other side of my family, many of them do not believe in God, the Bible, or Jesus. Well, when it came time to eat, one of my relatives asked if it were okay for me to bless the food. I stood up and I stated, "Well, I'm going to pray in Jesus' name," and I waited for feedback. They all nodded in agreement for me to pray. After I prayed, one of my family members shared that a few of them did not bow their heads or close their eyes, but instead mocked me by rolling their eyes and making lip gestures. I shared with this family member the following: "It's okay, because they could have said no. I know that as a minister, I'll be mocked just as Jesus was. But I too choose to forgive because I want to see them all in heaven." In conclusion, when Jesus said, "Father, forgive them," he was referring not to those in front of him, but he saw the future and he saw us. He saw us all. Just like Jonah received a word from the Lord, you all listening right now are receiving a word from the Lord, and he's pulling on your heartstrings to stop running. Stop choosing to be angry. Stop being offended and resentful about everything. For God loves you so much, he won't let you go. He won't let you escape. He sent me here today to remind you. 3 days gave forgiveness for all, and that includes you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a true blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you would like to receive Jesus for the first time and receive the forgiveness that he came to give you so that you can give it to others and give it to yourself, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, rose again, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. I confess Jesus as my Lord. I am now saved. Family, I have a second invitation. And that's for those who may have received Jesus as a kid. Maybe you walked away. We call that backslidden. And today, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you want to come back to him today, you confess whatever it is to him underneath your breath, and I'll pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for all the Street Love listeners who are rededicating and coming back to you wholeheartedly. We are believing right now that as they confess their sins, that you are making them white as snow, that you are removing the un and making them righteous right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Did you hear that bell? Well, it's for those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their life to Christ. Full day in the Lord for you all. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. Just go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button. Let me know you received Jesus today or that you are rededicating, and I will send that free gift out to you. Glory to God. Let's do our announcements. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. If you have a church and you're listening to my message and you're saying, hey, Sister Shelley, I'd like you to bring the Free Lunch and Prayer to my church, just reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org. Let's pray on it and make it happen. Our second, that I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages. They're free of charge. They're 15 minutes. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. You've been praying for them. I've been praying for them. And again, it's just 15 minutes, and I believe it'll be a great blessing to you, to them. To contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org and make it happen. Glory to God. Well, I love you all. I hope this message was a blessing to you. And this is Resurrection Week, so I pray that you'll go to church on Sunday and invite your friends and family members. And if you don't, at least listen to the word. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless all of you, that his face shine upon you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, Amen. And remember, street love begins with you. I love you. Have a blessed week.